situation of cash, you know, for the, and it was reported on in detail the cash situation at the hospital and the concern that's that with regard to the cash levels. My last slide is something I give you at least annually. Is basically our probably our biggest ticket, non-personnel ticket item as far as expense is our utilities at the university. This year, $113 million total budget for fiscal year 2012. Last year, $110 million. We pushed it up just a little bit because we put some more repair and maintenance into the budget for the for our plants, our utilities. Through again, through January, $60 million has been spent towards the in 2012. So we're on beam for basically being on budget for utilities. Last year this time we were under budget overall. Last year at this time, about $57 million was spent as of through the 7 months. So it's very comparable. Probably that little bit of difference is really coming from the repair maintenance expenses that we have, you know, with utilities. We've been very successful with the purchase of gas, the budget, and having budget certainty. So I think that would be it. Again, my takeaways, again, are my concern. I think everybody's concerned to see how this rolls out with regard to the pension. Certainly that's a material concern. We talked to the the Senate Appropriations Committee on Monday. We discussed the Medicaid. I think that they, the Medicaid situation, and showed them these margins that we had for the hospital, and told them about the payer mix, where we do have 37% of our hospital is Medicaid, and what a dramatic effect, you know, any cuts in Medicaid could potentially have for our hospital. So that was a big discussion item on Monday. So I think that would be it. And any questions that you have on my stimulating presentation?
Walter, will we save any money on energy because of this mild winter?
I would think, you know, that we should be seeing that. That should be, you know, we should see that in there too. I think, you know, I think we've tried to build into the budget a lot of the sustainability efforts that we have at the campuses when we put the budgets. I would hope that we would see this, you know, the benefit of them. Of course, I don't know that we can turn on the air conditioner. I think we still have the heat on. But,
Hey, Walt, could you go to number 12 or so? Let's see, this one. So if you look at that, if you look from about June of 2009, or the middle of the year there, around October, and drew a line around the $225 million mark, there's basically a constant at least $225 million receivable, which means that structurally, the state has cut our funding by $250 million.
I mean, I call it a de facto, you know, rescission in our budget. We're just.
And I was wondering if we could take, let's say, 250 or whatever. You could calibrate that more exactly than I can see from here. I wonder if you could combine this with the other chart that shows the decline in state funding, and to the decline in state funding, add another $250 million, which I think is a much more accurate depiction of what we're dealing with when we try to fund the university.
I will do that for the next presentation.
Yes.
But I also probably think about adjusting a little bit, because if you look at what would have been the June 30 receivable balances, which is also an indicator here, is that at the end of 2009 it was $119 million they owed us. At the end of 2010 it was $279 million they owed us, and at the end of 2011 they owed us $313. So I think that $225, I probably put a little bit of little elevation on that 225 number.
Well, really, you have to prepare. You could argue that you need to prepare for the peaks.
Sure.
Anyways,
well, I'll make
can
that,
we look
I'll
at page that. 14 for a second? Can you run this by campus?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Okay. Just. And on page 15.
Yep.
Can you run that first column over time, which
sure.
I think will show, like, 5 years, what, how tuition has become a higher percentage of the funding for the educational mission?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
And then number 17. Oh, where's the hospital? Was that 16?
Previous.
I can't see the numbers.
16 is the hospital, yes.
So the thing about the hospital is that if we were able to maintain these margins, and I know they're razor thin, but I mean, if we could borrow at a 4 or 5% cap rate, we end up, let's say, with a 5% cap rate in